Iranians have marked the shooting down of an Iranian passenger plane by a U.S. warship in the Persian Gulf. Iranians threw flowers into the sea to mark the 21st anniversary of that tragedy. Here is more.
Iran Air Flight 655 was shot down by the U.S. Navy's guided missile cruiser USS Vincennes on July 3, 1988. All 290 passengers and crew aboard, including 66 children, were killed. The tragedy had the highest death toll of any aviation incident in the Indian Ocean and the highest death toll of any incident involving an Airbus A300 anywhere in the world. The Iran Air aircraft was flying from the Iranian city of Bandar Abbas to Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. According to the U.S. government, the Vincennes crew mistakenly identified the Iranian Airbus A300 as an attacking F-14 Tomcat fighter. But the advanced Aegis radar of the Vincennes left little room for credibility in the U.S. claim. Also, the two other U.S. warships in the area, Sides and Montgomery, had positively identified the aircraft as civilian at the time. The U.S. claims the radar mistook the Airbus that measures 175 feet for an F-14 Tomcat that is 62 feet long, or a third its size. The U.S. also claims the Vincennes miscalculated the altitude of the plane by 3,000 feet and showed it to be descending while it was climbing. John Barry and Roger Charles of Newsweek wrote that Captain William C. Rogers III had acted recklessly and without due care in their article on July 13, 1992. They also accused the U.S. government of a cover-up. However, the men of Vincennes were all awarded combat action ribbons. In 1990, Vincennes's Captain Rogers, the man responsible for the deaths of 290 Iranian civilians, was awarded the Legion of Merit. 3 years after the incident, Admiral William J. Crow admitted that the Vincennes had been illegally traversing the Iranian territorial waters when it had launched the missiles. This contradicted earlier U.S. Navy statements. In 1996, the United States and Iran reached an agreement for a full compensation settlement. However, the U.S. government has never admitted wrongdoing nor apologized for the incident.